Be'ez Hashem learning Yerushalmi Makis Daf Beis. We're starting Daf Aleph Amid Beis, two lines from the bottom. Rav Bar Mamon, Rav Amnon, Rav Masna B'Shem Rav said Alocha Malves Chaver Menashe Leitev. If someone lent a person money on condition that the lender is not going to demand payment, rather the borrower will pay back when he wants. Shviyish Mishamtasei. Shviyish is Mishamet that you don't have to pay back the loan, even though you would think in this case you did not say Leigosh, do not exact due because he can't demand the payment, but because at the end of the day he has to pay back that payment, we do consider La'igash and Shvius and Mishamit. The Gemara is going to bring proof to that. But Tanina, we're going to bring proof from a Mishnah. We learned the Mishnah in Shvius. Hashechet ha-sapar v'chelka b'Rosh Hashanah. If somebody slaughtered a cow and divided it up on Rosh Hashanah at the end of the 7th year, meaning the Rosh Hashanah of the 8th year. Now it's uncertain if this Rosh Hashanah is the day that he shechted, is it the 30th day of Elul, and then it's still within the 7th year, or it's on the first day of Tishrei of the 8th year. So it depends. If Adam come and Mekadosh that day, then it's not Shemitah anymore. So obviously Shemitah is not Meshamen then. But if Adam only came the next day, or we only accepted Adam for the next day, then this is the 30th day. It's not Rosh Hashanah. It's still the year beforehand. So it's still the 7th year. So Shvi'itz Meshamet. So the Gemara says, this halacha mar Rabbi Lazar explained Rabbi Yehuda. This Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The machlek is between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda klapei a store that gives credit if we say Shvi'itz Meshamet Tasei or not. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that we say Shvi'itz Meshamet on a store loan, but not on the first purchase you buy. When you purchase something from the store on credit, then that one we don't say Shvi'itz Meshamet. But if you purchase a second time, then the first one you should have been paying back. And since you didn't pay back the first one, we consider it like a loan. And then Shvi'itz Meshamet. If you purchase the third one, then the second and first, everything except for the last thing you purchased has a din as a malva, and we say Shvi'itz Meshamet. So over here, if you purchase meat and purchase something else again that same day, so then the first purchase, or you purchase more than one purchase, so the first purchase, that if they extended the year, it was a leap month, so then we would say Shvi'itz Meshamet because we're still within the middle of the 7th year. And we had a question, is it ray at all to collect on this 30th day of the month that's has Kedushas Rosh Hashanah over here? At the end of the day, you can't collect from it. So if you can't collect from it, then how could you say that Shvi'itz Meshamet? There was no option to collect in it. When somebody can't be Tevei, a person, it's like he can't trust a person. If he can't be Tevei, you shouldn't be trusting him. We take out the word She'ene. Since in this case he trusted him, we look at it like he was able to give that money. So the first one becomes a milva. So then the second one, when he purchases a second time, so the first one becomes a milva, and you have to pay, and the Shvi'itz Meshamet. So Gemara is showing from there that you say Shvi'itz Meshamet, even though you can't physically demand the money today because it's Rosh Hashanah. So the same thing, Rabbi Yosi Bar Bun B'Shem Rav Hamal Bez Chaver Menashe Le. So the same thing that you see from over here, like the halacha that we said before, that somebody is B'Shem Rav, then Amavas Chamer, Menashe Leil Teve, Shvi'itz Meshamet, even though you can't physically collect, but since you owe the money, the same way over here by the store, you can't collect on Rosh Hashanah, but since you owe the money and he trusted you that you can give him that money, then you are Mechuy, then Shvi'itz Meshamet. Another halacha that Gemara says, Rebbeisi Rabun, B'Shem Rav, Hamavas Chaver, Menashe Leil Teve, Shmita, that Shmita, if you lend money on condition that Shmita should not be Meshamet, we take out the word Ein, Hashvi'itz Meshamet, Shvi'itz is Meshamet. If you're going to give from now to 30 days and from now to 10 years, do you have 10 years without Shemitah? So obviously, it must be on a case that you said on condition that Shvi'itz is not going to be Meshamet. So Gemara answered no. Rabbi Huna said, is flogging Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Sheshes? Rabbi Nachman and Rabbi Sheshes argue on why, how to respond to this question. We're talking about the 10 years, not when he made a condition not to be Shvi'itz Meshamet. It's talking about that he gave a loan. He lent it with a mashkin. The Charna Amar, and the other one says, because you lay prosbel. We're talking about a case that you wrote a prosbel. Tani, we learned in a brisa, shloshim yom le'iti. Shloshim yom, you're not with me. My shloshim yom le'iti. So, frak the Gemara, what does it mean shloshim yom is not with me? So, shmul omer, malvas chaver stam. Someone lends a person money without giving a date. Ein rishay l'tevi ad shloshim yom. You can't collect the money till 30 days. All Rabbi Yehuda Umar. Rabbi Yehuda came up and he said, Taima, the reason is, Karvashin, I'll bring you a riot to this, because it says, Karvashin asa sheva shana shmita. It says you shouldn't hold back from lending somebody because it's getting close to the seventh year, to the year of shmita. Frakting more, layish nasa sheva, hish nasa shmita. They're the same thing. So why do you have to say shnasa sheva and shnasa shmita? My time alim, Karvashin asa sheva shnasa shmita. Shalay taimi, shalayshim yem ene rishay latevi. The first 30 days, you're not going to be able to be tevi. Mil ach shalayshim yem. And after 30 days, it's going to be Shmit is going to be Mishamet. He's not going to be lend me. That you shouldn't lend, that you shouldn't say that I'm not going to lend a person 30 days beforehand. That's also considered like a Shnasa Sheva. It has a din of 30 days of Hashanah's Nechash Hashanah. So 30 days before the seventh year, don't say I'm not going to lend him money because those first 30 days, he's not going to be able to pay me back. So that's a riot. That shleishim stam halva would be shleishim yin. And we take out the word loy. Kainam or rabba bar mamal, rav amram, rav masna, b'shem rafa, mavas chaver menash, loy lutevi ashrius mishamte. So that's a riot to the shita that someone lends money, amanas, to shita's rav, then amavas chaver, amanash, loy lutevi ashrius mishamte, ashrius mishamte. Ashkach tani rabbi shmal, but we have a different explanation of this karvish nasa shnevish nasa shmita, which won't be a riot. Which is the same question. Lei shnasa sheva, shnasa shmita. Shnasa sheva is the same as shnasa shmita. So why does it say double? My time, lei mekarv shnasa sheva, shnasa shmita. Shalei time kol sheishanim karmel lefanav. The first 6 years, I could work on my vineyard. So they lefanav, my fields in front of me. La'achas sheishanim behesem kesafim hu lei gvenu. And after 6 years, I'm not only I can't work on my field, I can't even get I can't even collect money, so I shouldn't lend money. Even though it's going to come, where you're going to not be able to work on your field, and shnasa shmita, where the money's going to be mishamet, afal pikein, don't hold back from lending a person money. Witnesses are not condemned as perjurers until they themselves are incriminated. Kate said, what's the case? If they would say that we testified that so-and-so killed a person, and people tell them, how can you say that that person got killed or that person killed in that place? The killer or the murdered person was with us in a different place. In that case, we don't condemn them as perjurers, because they themselves got to be convicted as perjurers. How? How can you testify to such a case? You were with us in a different place. Then there's them and they get executed by the other witnesses' words. If other witnesses came and charged him with perjury, and then a third one came, and every single group that Edom that came, the second group of Edom, charged them with perjury. Even if there are 100 people, they all get killed by these two people. Let's say they all were saying falsified Edom. So Yehuda Emer, obviously, the second group of Edom, which came to say first group of Edom said false Edom, and then the third group that came, he said, you also said false Edus. Every single group that came, he's saying you said false Edus. It's a conspiracy, and we don't kill anybody except for the first group of Edus. Now the Gemara says, Rabbi Bob Bar Mamal, Vahushan Erek, Avalim Lein Erek Loi. It doesn't make sense. If Rabbi Huda says that it's a conspiracy, that the second group of Edom just won't going to say every single person that comes to say Edus, that they're saying not true Edom, so we don't kill any of those Edus, so why are you killing the first group? Obviously, the second group, you're telling me they're conspiring to get everybody killed, then we shouldn't even kill the first group. So he says, Vahushan Erek, that the first group was already killed. Meaning, the first group came, said Edos. Second group came and said that you said false Edos. They took out the first group to kill. And then a third group came and he said, you're also saying false. Then we stop it. But the first one was already killed. But if they weren't killed, Einin Erek doesn't get killed. Hadoh de Taninan, and it's Meduik in our Mishnah, because it says Einin Erek, Elakat Rishayna Bavad, it says Einin Nareges. They only get killed because they were already killed. Einin Hereges aren't killed, only the first group. But when you already get to the next group, we already know to stop them.